This atmosphere tonight, what did you think about coming to a high school?
It was different. Reminded me of the old days, you know, underneath the lights. Even though it's a Wednesday night, I'm used to Fridays, but hey, it was good to, you know, come out here in Mandeville and, you know, perform in front of these fans, you know, fans out here, and, you know, just to hear the excitement out of their, you know, out of them, you know, to see the support and just to hear it, it was just amazing. It was just an amazing feeling, and I'm not gonna lie, one time I looked at the crowd, just sitting there just looking at the crowd, told them it was a lot more funner looking at them than practice, but no, I had a good time. I was just messing with the crowd. I like to entertain with the crowd a little bit.
Nice change of pace, getting out of that heat a little bit.
This is New Orleans. I mean, even though it's nighttime, it was still hard to breathe, you know. But it is a good change, though. You know, come out here at night practice. Some guys don't like to practice at night. Like to get it out in the morning. You know, I'm a kind of morning guy too. You know, I like to get up. But it is a nice change. You know, it's definitely a good change, and you know, give time for people. You know, coming off work, getting off work late. Bring a family to one of our practices and get a chance to see us, you know, and what we do out here on this field and get ready for a game.
Do you realize how important it is for people to come out and have a chance to see you that may not be able to afford tickets to a game, come out?
Oh, definitely. You know, they get to see how we work, you know, and get to see how our character is, especially on the sideline. And some people don't get to see us, you know, clown on the side. You know, we all about business when we're on that field. And then we show another character when, you know, when one group is not out there, we're on the sidelines, we're going through, you know, special teams segment. You get to see some guys communicate, you know, interact with the fans, the crowd. You know, just like I said, I was interacting with the crowd. I mean, they get a chance to see another side of us, and I think that's something special that we could give back to them, and they get to see another side of their team.
Pretty productive work, good tempo. You said, you know, some of you guys are morning guys. How did it go at night?
It went real good. I think it went very well. Coach said this was one of our better practices he's seen out of us. I felt like a lot of guys had a lot more energy. You know, they got a chance to rest their bodies during the day, and I seen a lot of guys getting worked on, such as myself. I got worked on a little bit to get myself ready for the night. And, I mean, I felt like we was out here flying around and guys was making plays. I mean, when you like to see that out of your teammates.
When you look at the running back corps now, how do you expect your role, or how do you expect it to compare to maybe, say, 2009, 2011? I mean, is it evolving at all, or do you still see yourself as essentially the same?
I still see it as the same. Right now, you know, I see it as everybody's trying to get these younger guys involved more, you know, to see what they got. And that's what I want to see, too. I want to see, you know, how these guys do when if I'm not in the game for a certain play. I mean, they got to step up to the challenge. You know, I like to see these guys get involved in some of the blitz pickups, you know, protection-wise. I want to see them, you know, go out there and protect our quarterback, see if they can pick up some blitzes, because I don't want to be the only one going in there and protecting them. I know Mark can do it. I know Kyrie can do it. They just got to go out there and show it. And that's what I think the coaches want to see, too.
You were in there on a lot of third down plays in that opening drive in the game, though. Is that something you anticipate quite a bit of since – pass protecting and pass receiving?
Definitely. I know my role is going to change a whole lot this year. I'm going to do a lot bit more pass protection and do a little more route running, and that's one of the things I'm working on is, you know, improving my route running game, and I'm still going to be running the ball. They told me that too. So, I mean, I got a few changes here and there, you know, I'm going to adapt to, and I just know all of us, we could do the same thing. Coaches see that too, so they get into everybody in the mixture too. You see Mark out there spread out wide, same thing with Kyrie. You see all of us doing the same thing, so it's a nice rotation. We want to make sure we're unpredictable. That's what we want to make sure our offense is with us. You know, no matter who goes in, if Mark goes in, they don't know what it's going to be, what the play is going to be. So,
would you be comfortable then? Last year you had the most carries. Would you be comfortable, let's say, you were like the third guy this year, going from first to third as far as attempts?
Oh, I mean, whenever my name is called, I'm going to go out there and do my job. I don't complain about my reps. I don't complain about anything. I know I'm going to get the ball. I know I'm going to go out there and put myself out there in the field and help my team out. I know my name will be called because that's my whole attitude. I know these coaches are not just going to put me down and sit me down on the side. Like I said, these guys, they're my friends and my teammates, but they're going to have to outwork me. They're going to have to put me on the bench, and that's going to be hard to do.